Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government, in Bhubaneswar today. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. Besides, Mr. Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees. He also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. The Prime Minister released the first installment of 3,180 crore rupees to nearly 10 lakh beneficiaries of Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY Grameen across the country. He took part in Grih Pravesh celebrations for 26 lakh beneficiaries of PMAY Grameen and Urban and handed over house keys to them. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during this period. Earlier, the Prime Minister, who turned 74 today, received a rousing traditional welcome upon arrival at the Biju Patnaik International Airport with tribal folk dances and drum beats. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal met Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena and tendered his resignation. Earlier today, the Aam Aadmi Party announced that senior party leader Atishi will be the new Chief Minister of Delhi. She was elected as the leader of the AAP Legislative Party during the party MLA's meeting in New Delhi. Making the announcement after the meeting, City Minister Gopal Rai said, AAP wants the assembly election in Delhi to be held in October-November this year. Mr. Rai accused the BJP of conspiring to finish the AAP. Speaking to media, Chief Minister-designate Atishi thanked the party chief and said that she will continue to work hard and let the schemes continue for the people of Delhi. Meanwhile, the BJP took a dig at AAP, saying just changing the face will not change the party's character. In Jammu and Kashmir, 7 districts will vote for the first time in an assembly election in 10 years as the stage is set for phase 1 polling in the Union Territory tomorrow. Over 23 lakh voters will decide the fate of 219 candidates, including 90 independents, who are running for 24 assembly segments, 8 in 3 districts of Jammu region and 16 in 4 districts of Kashmir Valley. This will be the first assembly election in J&K since the abrogation of Article 370 in August 2019. Elaborate security arrangements are in place, including multi-tier forces from the Central Armed Paramilitary Forces, CAPF, J&K Armed Police Forces and J&K Police for the assembly polls. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that cleanliness has now become a people's movement. Mr. Goyal said this while administering the pledge for Swachhata to the officers and staff of the Ministry of Commerce and Industry in New Delhi today as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva campaign. He noted that the transformative impact of Prime Minister Modi's vision has inspired millions and continues to shape the future of the nation. Mr. Goyal noted that the roots of the cleanliness movement can be traced back to Mahatma Gandhi's ideals. IPS Manoj Kumar Verma has been appointed as the new Commissioner of Kolkata Police today. The current Kolkata Police Commissioner, IPS Vineet Kumar Goyal, has been transferred to the Special Task Force of West Bengal Police as ADG and IGP. The decision was taken after Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's meeting with the protesting doctors. IPS Abhishek Gupta, Deputy Commissioner North of the Kolkata Police, has been transferred to the Eastern Frontier Rifles as Commandant. The RG Kar Medical College and Hospital comes under Kolkata Police North Division. The junior doctors were also demanding his removal. In Sierra Leone, at least 8 people were killed after a 7-story building collapsed in the capital city of Freetown. The National Disaster Management Agency said yesterday that 6 survivors have been rescued from the rubble, while many people remain trapped beneath the debris. According to media reports, the building was used for residential and commercial purposes. However, rescuers are continuing to search for more survivors. And that is the end of this news bulletin.